not who you are, so I have got to destroy this wealth. How many of you seen these guys win the lotto and nearly destroyed them? See, wealth gotten hastily is a curse because you don't have the heart to handle it. Some of you don't need to get married till you have the heart to handle marriage. Some of you don't need to have kids till you have the heart. And some of that will be developed as you go. Some things you'll never be ready. You just got to step in, but have the heart to develop it. Amen. Is that making sense? Say it out loud. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That includes your heart. Now notice what he said at verse 13. Therefore I speak to them in parables because seeing, they do not see. And hearing, they do not hear. Now, up until last night, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, I actually saw 57 years old and saw what he said. Here's how I interpreted that up until last night. Even though you're seeing, you're not seeing. Even though you're hearing, you're not hearing. You're trying to see, but you don't. You're trying to hear, but you don't. That's not what he said. He said, seeing, because you see it a certain way, your seeing it is what's keeping you from seeing. How you see it, seeing, you don't see. Oh, I know that already. You're blind. He said it's your seeing that's made you blind. It's your opinion of who you are that's made you blind. And hearing, because you hear it a certain way, your hearing is keeping you from hearing. Your opinion is hindering you. Well, that's just not how we believe it. Well, go ahead and be stuck right there. Well, that's not how my family does it. Go ahead and be programmed genetically like your mother and father by learning, not by birth. Here's one of the things they said about genetics that they've learned by epigenetics, that you receive the hardware from your mom and your dad. In other words, short, my build, my look, the chin. But the programming, the epigenetics, the programming gets nixed when you're conceived in the womb. You've got the hardware, but the software is canceled, which means you're not cursed with the epigenetics, the programming of your parents. You learn that by environment. You did not inherit an alcohol gene. You learned it. It was trained to you. You're not a product. And that's what I said about biology. We were put under a curse in biology that you are the sum total of your inherited genes. They have now discovered, and just now cutting edge, saying, no, you get the chromosomes, the hardware, but the programming, except a little bit, the epigenetics is canceled and reset when you become conceived in the womb. It's a blank piece of paper. You're not the product of your genetics. You're the product of your environment. The curse of biology is broken. Now, I want to quit. Somebody help me quit. No, I'm going to do this. Because we're not warring against just religion. We're warring against a godless classroom environment that you are in 5 days a week, 8 hours a day, being indoctrinated with a godless theory of biology that has damned and cursed people to think, well, that gene's in my mother, so that gene's in me. No, the programming got canceled. You might have got her red hair, but you did not get her smoking habit. You didn't get the Alzheimer gene.
No, I did not.
If that ain't worth shouting about, I don't know what is. Genetic determinism is a lie, and they're finding that out. Now, go to hold your place here. We'll come back. First Timothy. This is just amazing. I saw this verse in 1982 when we were living in Sugarberry Apartments on the back porch in the wintertime. He brought it back to me at the first service. I remember reading the Bible that day in the wintertime, 1983. And this really jumped off at the page. 1 Timothy 6:20. And bring up the old King James. Bring up the old King James. You know, our English language is changing so fast. We're in the, our English language is in such a state of flux. It's moving, changing faster now than it has in for centuries. For example, just a generation ago, it said, John, he says, I'm not worthy to untie his thong. I don't want to untie his thong. 40 years ago, we could have said, John the Baptist did not untie the thong of Jesus. But you say that now, 30, 40 years later. That doesn't mean a shoe. So the English language, John, don't even touch his thong. What are you doing thinking about his thong? Why is Jesus wearing a thong? I thought he had a robe, you know. Did he gird up his thong? You know. So here's one of the words. Notice it says here, this is what was written in 1600, this translation, 1611. O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust. Do you know the revelation of God's grace is a trust that he's committed to you? We got to get it to another generation, right? He said, but avoid profane. A better translation is secular. Profane means won't darken a temple door. It's things outside of the religious realm, the spiritual realm. Avoid secular and vain, empty babblings and oppositions of science, falsely so-called. Family of God, much of what you were taught in school was a religion called biology, a psychology that was religious. You were taught things in the classroom by those that didn't know God. Some did know God. Thank God for the godly ones that knew it. But much of what we learned in school was secular babblings called science and its opposition to the gospel. One of these oppositions is saying, regardless of what Jesus did in his death, burial, and resurrection, I am cursed by the genetics of my family. Thereby, biology trumping the gospel. Now they're suddenly finding out genetics are programmable. In fact, according to the environment, your genes are turning on and off at all times like light switches. There are little switches inside that turn lights off and on inside of you. Now, notice he calls it science, and genetics are a part of that. Say the word genetics. All right, I'm quitting. 1 Timothy chapter 1, notice this. Notice this. This is hot off the press. I saw this first service worshiping the Lord. I had to sit down. It just jumped off the page. Nothing's changed. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 3, God tells Timothy, he said, as I urged you, Timothy, when I went into Macedonia, remain in Ephesus that you may charge some that they teach no other doctrine. Timothy, I need you to stay at the church at Ephesus so they stop teaching the wrong thing. And what they were trying to teach was the law. But here's one of the things he said in verse 4, and neither give heed to fables and endless genetics. See, they would look back into their genealogy to decide who they are. And what we did in biology is look into genetics, and we're told because your grandpa and your grandma had the cancer gene, your genealogy, your genetics has predisposed you and cursed you, opposing the gospel that you'll have it too. But the Bible says, and now science is saying, you can be transformed at the genetic level by the renewing of your mind, just like Jesus, the Spirit, became flesh. The Word became flesh. He wants us to replicate that the rest of our lives. His Word becomes our flesh. Yeah. It's quiet in this here charismatic church. God wants you to be transformed. The number one way of doing that is keep looking at his beauty, his grace, his love. Look at his finished work and say, because he is, I am too. Can we lift our hands and thank God? Thank you for reversing the curse. Thank you for breaking the blindness. Thank you for setting us free to be transformed. We don't have to fear any genetic thing. We don't have to fear any proclamation from any specialist anymore. We can boldly say, as he is, so am I in this world right now. Lord, I thank you as minds are being changed in this family of God. We're experiencing transfiguration, metamorphosis at the very core of our being, Father. We thank you we're being renewed by the Holy Ghost and by the Word of God, and we are becoming on the outside what we already are on the inside in Jesus' name. Come on, lift your hands and give God the praise. Hallelujah. Amen. So the worst thing, be careful what you put after the words, I am. I am sick. No. Don't put that in your heart. You say, I'm well in Jesus' name. Amen. If you've had issues with this, if you've had fear of Alzheimer's, dementia, fear of whatever has been put on you by the culture, come up here and let the prayer team pray for you. And let them switch that curse, break that off of you, and you walk out of here saying, not me, man, that's broken, in Jesus' name. If you need to come and deal with any fear of any disease that you had because your mom or your dad or your grandpa or your grandmother had it, you need to come down and get over the opposition of science. Amen? Look at two people and tell